Congressman Adam Putnam, Republican of Florida, announced this month that he is not going to stay in the House. Instead, in 2010, he'll run for Florida Agriculture Commissioner. That's a cabinet position, but one that is elected in that state. Now, Congressman Putnam told us just a few months ago that he was stepping down from his leadership position in the House Republican caucus. He joins us from member station WUSF in Tampa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Linda.
Senator Mel Martinez in your state has decided to retire, and there was a considerable amount of speculation that you might run for that seat. Why'd you decide not to?
On that point, I'd be very honest in saying that I'm a House guy, and as frustrating as congressional issues can be in the House of Representatives, they can be maddening in the Senate. And the pace of change in the Senate, the pace of actually moving an agenda across the Senate floor can be terribly frustrating. And for someone with a young family to represent the entire state from the Senate and be in Washington, it would be a huge burden on someone, I think, with young children.
The Republican Party has lost considerable ground in the last election. What's your view of Republican recovery?
Well, there are a number of things that the Republican Party needs to do, but I would begin by saying that things are never as good as they seem when your party's in power, and things are never as bad as they seem when your party is out of power. You know, in 1992, it was Bill Clinton. Only 2 years later, Republicans swept to power in the Congress. In 2002, George W. Bush gained seats in his midterm congressional cycle, only to see the entire congressional majority lost 4 years later. So it is a natural ebb and flow in American politics that parties in power overreach. They fall out of favor with the electorate. The parties who fall out of power are made better by the experience. They reconnect with the people that they're there to represent, and they come back. The Republicans have not done an effective job of communicating a national message. We have become associated with being simply a regional party. I think the election of Michael Steele,
chairman of the Republican Party,
in many ways began to change that. There's no question that as a party, we were outworked and outflanked and outsmarted on new media, social networking technologies that the Obama campaign used masterfully. And when John McCain publicly said, "I don't really do the internet," you just turned off an entire generation of voters.
But in defense of John McCain, with the economy collapsing, I'm not sure that knowing how to Google would have helped him that much.
Well, what we are talking about is how the Republican Party makes a comeback, and they come back by reestablishing themselves as the warriors for Main Street businesses, small businesses, not Wall Street bankers, not folks who contributed to the demise that we are in. The Republican Party has to redefine itself for younger voters, for college students, for young professionals who aren't entirely sure exactly what the party stands for anymore. The party has a lot of work to do to go out there and build a farm team of mayors and state legislators and county commissioners and other folks who become the future of the party. There's a lot of things from a messaging standpoint and from a policy standpoint that we can do to earn back the faith and trust of the American people.
Congressman Putnam, thank you.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be with you, Linda.
Adam Putnam represents Central Florida in the House of Representatives for 2 more years. He joined us from WUSF in Tampa.